阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始今天早上灵恩会的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this morning's spiritual convocation service.
唱赞美诗九十一首。
Let's all sing hymn number 91. So I'll pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our loving God, we thank you.
蒙主您美好的安排。
Because of your planning.
让我们这几天能够在主的面前专心敬虔的敬拜他。
We are able to come before you to worship you in sincerity.
也非常愿意借着神的话语和圣灵的祷告让我们得到信心坚固
and that we are able to obtain faith because of our prayers through the Holy Spirit
让我们能够体会耶稣基督的心肠
so that we can experience your love in us
我们愿意这样做乃是因为被主的爱给激励了
we are able to do this because we were moved and inspired by your love.
想到我们有限的生命能够因为认识耶稣基督而有永生的盼望。
To know that our limited time here in earth, that we have hope because of knowing you.
想到我们所有的一切怎能跟永生的主来对照呢？
And how can we compare with all that we have with you?
因为主耶稣基督您是无所不在的神。
Because you are omnipresent.
您是无所不知的神。
You are omniscient.
你是无所不能的神。
You can do everything.
我们在您面前存着一颗敬虔、谦卑、敬畏的心。
Before you, we have a humble and sincere heart.
因为能够得以认识您，享受主耶稣你所有丰盛的恩典。
Because of knowing you, we can enjoy these blessings from you.
这是无比的大好福气。
This is incomparable blessing.
所以恳求主耶稣继续引导我们今天所有的圣会。
So we ask God to continue to guide our services today.
好让我们今后能够有能力并且使信仰生活更加成长。
So that from today forth we have the power and to able to grow in our faith.
并且决定所做的每一件事都蒙主你的喜欢。
So that in everything we do, you are pleased.
能够亲自引导我们人生的道路。
That you can guide us on this journey of life.
我们也愿将一切都交在主您的手上。
We give everything unto your hands.
一切荣耀归于您。
May all the glory be to your name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的带领和帮助。
We thank the guidance and the help of the Lord.
让我们这几天的灵恩布道会工作能够顺利进行。
That our works of the holy of the spiritual convocation can progress.
想一想，小弟来到这里已经六个礼拜了。
And to think that I've already been here for about 6 weeks.
然后就今晚要回台湾。
And I will be departing to Taiwan tonight.
感谢主，在这几段时间。参加了好几个教会的灵恩布道会。
Thank God that I had the opportunity within this period of time to attend many churches' services.
看到我们大家的用心和同心。
To see our combined and united heart.
所以主耶稣也亲自引导同在。
So that Jesus personally guided and abide with us.
所以觉得很高兴有这个机会可以跟大家一起参加灵恩布道会。
So I am very glad to have this opportunity to also partake in the spiritual convocation with everyone.
这些种种的服事。
All these kind of services that we perform.
我们在圣经里面可以找到一个很重要的动力。
We can find in the Bible a very important motivation.
就是被主的爱给激励。
Which is because we have been inspired by the love of God.
如果不是主先爱我们,
if it wasn't because God loved us first,
我们怎么会拨出时间愿意在主面前诚心的来服侍敬拜他?
How can we take the time out to be willing to come before God to serve Him?
想到主的爱是这么样的完全,
to know that God's love is so perfect,
我们凭什么 能力可以得着主的爱呢？
Why is it that we are able to receive this kind of love?
所以就尽心尽力的能够顺服并且享受 主的恩典。
So we should calmly accept and receive this love and grace from God.
所以因为主的爱的成全，
Because of the willingness of God's love,
我们才能够在这里聚集成为他的儿女，神的教会。
We are able to gather here together to become his children and become his church.
光这一点我们就深深地感谢并且赞美他。
Just on this point, we should praise and give thanks to God.
有一个老姐妹，
There was an elderly sister.
她在听这个道理的时候，她非常感动。
When she was listening to the sermon, she was very moved.
结果在祷告中间呢，她被主的爱给激励。
Then during the prayer, she was moved by the love of God.
她很高兴，而且很愿意为教会的圣工代祷。
She was very glad and very willing to pray for the works of the church.
想到主的爱，她拥有的一切不是神给的吗？
She thought of the love and everything that she had, wasn't it all given by God?
她现在所得着的不是神赏赐的吗？
Wasn't everything she had granted to him by God?
她越祷告越感动。
The more she prayed, the more moved she was.
我是多么的幸福啊，感受到主的爱的激励能够在主面前呢。
How blessed she was to be able to be before the Lord.
所以她被主的爱激励，她感动了。
So because she was inspired by the love of God, she was moved.
祷告完了以后，
after the prayer,
她就找那位传道这样说，
she found the pastor and said to him,
传道，我想奉献一点点。
Pastor, I would like to offer a little bit.
因为我年纪大了，也不能做什么。
Because I am old in age and I cannot do much.
传道心里想，一点点也不过大概美金500-1000吧。
And the pastor thought to himself, a little bit probably means maybe US dollar, $500, $1,000.
但是传道还是很客气的跟他说，不妨你找财务，他会开收据给你啊。
And then, but the pastor still said to her, why don't you go find the treasurer and maybe they'll write you a receipt.
啊，结果大家都走了，财务还在教会。
So when everyone left, the treasurer was still in the church.
那一个传道就问这位财务，有一个老姐妹说要奉献一点点是多少啊？
So the pastor went to the treasurer and asked, there was an elderly sister who wanted to offer a little bit. How much was it that she wanted to offer?
传道也想知道，因为特别来找传道讲嘛，所以也想关心一下。
And because the pastor also wanted to just a little bit concerned with this because she came to him directly.
哇，这个财务也笑一笑，没有多少了。
So this treasurer just smiled and said, not much.
只有一点点，50,000多块美金而已了。
Only about $50,000 US dollars.
一个老姐妹。
Just an elderly sister.
听神的道理，被主的道理，爱的激励。
Just listening to the words of God was inspired by God's love.
然后在祷告中间，圣灵引导他，被主的爱激励，就关心教会的圣工。
And because in the movement of her prayer, she started to show concern for the work of church.
所以这个财务，他讲完以后，他也非常高兴啊，感谢主对教会有帮助。
So the treasurer also said after he mentioned how much she gave that he thanked God.
所以一个人能够热心服侍主。
So for a person to zealously serve the Lord.
也用心参加每一场的聚会。
And to use their hearts and to participate in all services.
或者做好自己的灵修生活。
Or to do well in their own spiritual cultivation.
尽本分来在主面前奉献。
To what they do what they can to offer before the Lord.
甚至很用心做祷告。
To put their might into prayer.
只有一个现象可以解释。
There's only one explanation.
他为什么会这样做？
Why would this person do so?
乃是因为被主的爱激励。
Because they've been inspired by the love of God.
他才能够感受到这一方面的需要和重要。
For them to be able to feel that there's a need for this.
在圣经里面有一个传道人，他也是这样做见证的。
In the Bible, there's also a preacher who testified in this way.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
请看14节。
Verse 14.
14节。
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人祭替众人时，众人就都死了。我们在这里看到保罗向哥林多教会做这样的见证。
We see that Paul made this testimony to the Corinthian church.
所有的一切乃是因为耶稣基督的爱激励我们呢。
Everything that we have is because the love of God compels us.
昨天听到一位姐妹在这里做见证。
Yesterday, there was a sister who testified before us.
她所感受到的爱的生活，家庭生活。
The love, the everything that she had experienced in her life.
以及在主面前的信仰生活。
Including the life that she had before God.
为什么会拥有这一切？
She explained why she was able to have this.
乃是因为感受到主的爱的激励见证。
It's because she felt the movement of God's love.
所以才能够脱去旧有的行为。
So she was able to put away and put aside what she had done before.
然后夫妻同心在神面前被主的爱感召，所以有那个动力想要为主做什么，或者怎么样来生活。
And with her husband, she's able to do what they can to try to live the life that God wanted.
所以这是一个很重要的激励。
So this is a very important, compelling.
保罗他在这里也这样强调。
Paul also emphasized here.
我们来看一下第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5.
这里第五节说，培植我们的是神哦。
Says here that it is God who had brought us.
训练、栽培，让我们成长的是神哦。
The one that allow us to grow and nurture us is God.
而且神又赐给我们圣灵做凭据，来成为我们力量的帮助哦。
And God gave us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee so that we can.
所以到了第七节，保罗就这样说。
So in verse 7, Paul also said,
我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见哦。
We live by faith and not by sight.
被主的爱激励。
Compelled by the love of God.
就会朝向一个到神面前的道路而行走哎。
We will go on a path toward God.
他为什么不爱聚会？
Why would not this person want to come to service? Why would this person not want to serve God?
他是贪爱世界嘛。
Because this person loves the world.
所以雅各书那里说啊，在这个约翰一书那里说，贪爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Because in John 1 it says, because this person so loved the world that they do not have the heart of God in them.
不管我们在人世间活得多久。
No matter how long we live on this earth,
或者你用任何什么样的态度来面对你的信仰跟神，
or what kind of attitude we have toward our belief.
不过到人最后的那一刻，有一个事实必须要了解。
But there's a reality at the end, at the last moment.
我们请看第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。不管你一生怎么走，最后要站在耶稣基督台前。
No matter how you walked in your life, at the end you will have to be in front of judgment.
按个人的行为，或善或恶来受报。
Based on your deeds, whether good or bad, you will receive judgment.
我们看到哥林多前书几乎是保罗针对教会的问题啊，在做指责或辅导。
We see that the book of 1 Corinthians is what Paul used as a kind of encouragement or teaching to the problems that the members of the church had.
后来派年轻的传道人提多，把整个哥林多教会问题蒙神的帮助得到解决了。
And using the book of Corinthians, a lot of the issues were resolved using this what was said in the book.
保罗因此就高兴欢喜。
And Paul was because of this was very joyous.
所以他后来再写哥林多后书给哥林多教会。
So afterwards, when he wrote 2 Corinthians to the church,
当我们看完哥林多后书，他在强调的是使徒的权柄和职分。
In 2 Corinthians, what he emphasized was the authorities of the saints.
并且他勉励所有的众信徒要做到一件在生活上很重要的表现。
And he encouraged all the members to do one thing in life.
我们来看一下那个第六章三节四节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verses 3 and 4.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。四节。
Four.
凡道在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。以下省略。 在这里啊，保罗特别提醒众信徒，在各样的事情上面要表明自己是神的仆人呢。
Says here that Paul emphasized that in everything that we do, we must show that we are the servants of God.
这个对我们大家在世上生活是一个很重要的认识和学习。
This is a very important understanding and learning that we must
all share. 不然以后怎么站在耶稣基督的审判台前呢？
Or else how can we stand before the judgment seat?
那我们看到保罗他所做的工作。
So we take a look at the works that Paul had done.
真的就是照他所讲的，耶稣基督的爱激励我们。
It is really like what he said because the love of God comes.
这就是他一生信仰的写照。
This is what forms his faith.
他强调都是因为耶稣基督为我们受死而复活，显明了十字架救恩。
He emphasized that because Jesus died, resurrected for us, that we have salvation.
我们看那个哥林多后书五章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
他替众人死，是救那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。一个基督徒如果有正确的信仰观念，他会明白这一点的。
If a member or a Christian has the correct way of knowing their own belief, they will know.
所以十七节他又说
，In verse 17,
如果在基督里面，他就是新造的人了。
In Jesus Christ, he is a new creation.
十八节又说，一切都是出于神。
18, that everything is from God.
今天我们受洗信主，到底有没有这种认知，也愿意把人生放到这个里面呢
？Today we are baptized and believe in God. Do we really have this understanding?
我们看到这个使徒保罗传道人，他做了这一方面很好的见证。
We see that Paul, this minister, had made this testimony.
他过去在世界，他有接受了三种教义的文化。
In the past, in his life, he received three types of teaching.
希腊文化
of language, which
犹太文化
Hebrews and the Jews,
罗马文化
and the Romans.
在当时非常有名的老师加马列门下做学生
He was under a famous teacher, Callias, who had taught him everything.
所以他后来在社会上有地位、有权柄，可以做任何事情的。
So on this earth, he had the authority and he had the position and status to do what
he could. 他要抓谁关在监牢，就是这样做了。
He could take anyone he wanted and put into prison.
他在社会有这样的一个权力地位。
In society, he had this kind of status.
但是我们看到他整个人生的改变。
But we see the change of his entire life.
只有用这一个所看到的见证，被主的爱激励，看到他整个人生转变了。
Because of this compulsion from the God of God.
所以以下我们要来谈谈，他是保罗是怎么样被主的爱激励而成长呢？
So following, we like to discuss how Paul grew in God because of this compulsion.
然后从这个方面了解之后，再看看我们自己是怎么样的成长。
And then later on, we can discuss how we ourselves can also grow.
我们从三个地方来做探讨。
So let's discuss this from three aspects.
第一个，先来谈到蒙主光照的保罗。
First, we can look at the Paul who was called by God.
我们在圣经里面看到很多记载的事情。
In the Bible, we see many recordings.
那我们在看每一卷书的时候，要了解有两个用意的方向。
When we read all the scriptures, we should understand that.
第一个是在这一卷神的作为是什么。
First purpose is what is it that God had done here?
然后那个百姓用什么态度来反映神的话、神的工作。
And what did the disciples and the people do?To react to God's
第二个用意，神拣选作者圣灵的感动，写出什么用意在里面
？The first purpose is what did God do to let this author write these things？
我们能够从这两方面做了解的时候，你再看每圣经任何一卷，你就会容易进去或明白。
If we can understand from these two perspectives, then we are able to understand the Bible better.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
五十八节
，verse 58，
七章的五十八节
，chapter 7 verse 58。
人把斯提凡推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。
Dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
我们再来看六十节
，verse 60。 verse 60.
又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了，扫罗也喜悦他被害。
Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold the sin against them.
When 这里讲的扫罗就是后来蒙主光照的保罗。
The Saul that's mentioned here is later the Paul that was called by God.
这个作者绝对不会无聊，为什么在这里要特别记上他一笔啊？
This author will not just out of the blue occasionally just put this in this passage.
当这个斯提凡在祷告说不要将这罪归于他们。
When Stephen cried to the Lord, saying, "Do not hold the sin against
them." 就是讲着那些打要打死他，甚至不信主的道理的人，还有喜欢他被杀害的人，这些都是那些罪人了、啊。
He was referring to those people that did not know the word of God that wanted to kill him.
你想想看
，Think about this.
斯提凡最后要断气前的祷告，都还在为罪人祷告哎，代祷哎。
At the last breath that Stephen had, his last prayer was to pray for the sinners.
神垂听这个祷告、哦、
And God listened to this prayer.
后来第九章，神就拣选那个罪人保罗。
So in chapter 9, following, God had chosen this sinner, Saul.
他当时也看到斯提凡见证主的道理被打死杀害，他也喜欢的。
He witnessed Stephen being martyred by the others.
在第八章的第三节。
And he enjoyed it. If you read chapter 3, verse 3.
我们看到扫罗得到了这个权势以后。
In chapter 8, verse 3, after Paul saw what happened.
他就大举破坏教会和基督徒。
After he had the authority, he began to destroy the church and persecute
members. 后来保罗在使徒行传9章跟22章里面亲自做见证，他是怎么样蒙主光照的。
So then later on in chapter 9, verse 22, he testified how he was called
by the Lord. 所以9章的第一节以下。
So after verse 1 of chapter 9,
三节说他要到大马色要来去抓基督徒。
In verse 3, he was going toward Damascus to capture
Christians. 结果从天上有光照着他。
Then a light shone on him.
他遇到这个光照着他的时候，他的态度马上扑倒在地。
When he was faced with this light, he fell onto the ground.
然后就说，主啊，你是谁啊？
And then he said, Who are you, Lord?
有声音对他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And a voice came down saying, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
所以他这个扑倒在地。
So he fell onto the ground.
就是讲着保罗第一次的谦卑了。
This is referring to Paul's humbleness.
所以你的心如果在神面前没有俯伏在地，你很难看到主的光照。
So if your heart is not like him,falling to the ground, it's hard for you to see the light of God.
神要亚伯拉罕得到完全的福气应许的时候，
When God wanted Abraham to receive the blessings,
神要求他做完全人。
God had asked that Abraham become a perfect
man. 这个时候亚伯拉罕的态度也是俯伏在地。
And at this time, Abraham's attitude was the same,
就是在神面前心里谦卑到底。
He was humbled before the Lord to the end.
后来我们看到保罗的事迹记载。
So later on, when we see the recordings of Paul,
从九章以下就可以看见。
After chapter 9, we can see.
当然，他的工作是从十三章一直到二十八章里面。
Of course, his works began from chapter 13 all the way through
28. 所以有人说，一章到十二章称作彼得传。
So some people say from chapter 1 to 12, it was actually the scriptures
of Peter. 十三章到二十八章称作彼得传。
And 13 to 28 becomes scriptures of
Paul. 蒙光照的保罗。
The Paul that was chosen by the light, or shown by the on the light.
他也常常这样表达自己是一个罪人中间的罪魁。
He also often expressed that he was a sinner among the sinners.
所以他深深的了解。
So he truly understood.
被主光照成为神的使徒之后。
After becoming a disciple of God and being shown.
他始终没有忘记。
By the light of God, he did not forget.
我们来看一下加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书二章的二十节。
Galatians chapter 2.
二章的二十节。
Galatians chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着， 并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。他非常清楚主耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
He clearly understood that God loved him and gave himself up for him.
所以他被主拣选，蒙主光照。
So he was shown upon the light by God and
他深深地了解是主主动爱我，不然我还是活在罪中啊。
He fully understood that because God loved him, that's or else he would have been living
in sin. 我们就可以了解他真的深深明白是主的爱激励他，所以他愿意为主做任何事。
Know that he truly understood that because the love of the Lord compelled him to do this.
使徒约翰他也做了这样的见证。
The disciple John also testified.
他说我们相爱。
He said that we love one another.
乃是因为神先爱我们呢。
Because God first loved us.
所以他强调神就是爱。
So he emphasized that God is love.
心中有爱的就是从神所生的。
If you have love in you, it is because it's sourced from God.
心中有爱的人就是认识神的人呢。
People with love know God.
可见爱是从神来的。
So we can see love comes from God.
神也用爱做了最美好的见证。
And God used love to be the best testimony there is.
他亲自，保罗甚至也亲自这样做见证说。
Paul also said himself.
他所做的一切乃是因为神的爱。
Everything he had done is because of the love of God.
乃是因为神的恩典与我同在。
Because of the grace of God was with him.
神的恩典造就我。
That because God's grace allowed him to do this.
神的恩典让我能够为主服侍到底。
God's grace allowed him to serve him to the end.
这个真的是懂得被主的爱激励的人啊。
This is a person who truly understands what it means to be compelled
by God's love. 如果服侍主。
You serve God.
或信仰生活还要人家提醒你啊，你真的是很被动啊。
Or if someone needs to shove you and push you,
一个真的被主的爱激励的人呢、啊、
in doing the work of God, if you are really compelled by the love of God,
是要像保罗一样很积极的来为主付出，做得更多的。
You should be like Paul, willing to do more for God.
想到主的爱真的很难以报答。
Because you know it is hard to repay this kind of love.
这才是一个很正确被主光照的一个成长的人呢、啊。
This is a correct.A person who correctly will grow in God.
我们再来谈保罗被主的爱激励成长的第二个方向。
Let's discuss the second point where Paul is compelled by the love of
God. 我们要谈的是初初信主的保罗。
Let's discuss this Paul who had just believed in God.
说起来，一个新受洗的信徒啊。
To talk about a member that has just been
baptized. 你要让他很快进入到耶稣基督里面，那是不容易哦。
If you want this person to come quickly into the Lord, it is very hard and difficult.
刚刚受洗就马上有很成熟好的信仰，也不容易哦。
A person who just baptized, it is difficult for them to have a mature faith.
对。有的人受洗了以后，坏习惯马上改正的不多。
Sometimes after baptism, a person can change their bad habits, but there's a few that are like that.
比如说抽烟的习惯。
For example, the habit of smoking.
酗酒的习惯。
Habit of drinking alcohol.
甚至有一些行为的坏习惯。
Or some bad habits that they have.
马上改变的这种不多。
Those who change immediately are few.
通常要拖上个几个月，甚至一半年、一年呢。
Often it takes some time, maybe perhaps half a year or a year.
为什么会这样？
Why does this happen?
这个会跟他对神的认识的程度有关系。
This is because of it has to relate to their understanding of God.
如果他有深深的体会到主的爱的激励。
If they can feel their inspiration of God in them.
也看得很清楚主的工作在他身上做了什么。
And can clearly see what kind of works God performed on them.
这个时候他才因为不同人有不同的感受程度。他那种改变就有不同的一个现象。
At this point, because they are a changed person, that their change in their habits will be different.
我们如果没有留意，常常会以为使徒保罗一信主受洗，他马上就成为一个很好的工人吗
？If we don't take a careful look, we will think that Paul immediately changed after being chosen by God.
不是的。
This is not the case.
他也经过一段时间的 潜修历练。
He went through a period of toiling.
虽然神对亚拿尼亚说，这个人是我要用他在外邦人做福音的器皿啊。
Even though God said to Ananias that this is the person that I want to use in the Gentiles.
但是他不是一信主马上就成为这个神合乎要用的人。
But he did not become this person immediately after he believed in God.
那保罗也是经过一段长时间的潜修历练之后，他才成为神合乎的器皿哦。
He went through a period of toiling before he became this person that he was.
后来在十三章，教会就决定派他跟巴拿巴去传福音的。
Then afterwards, in chapter 13, the church decided to send him out with Barnabas to preach.
在这期间呢、啊、
，Within this period of time,
其实保罗也是受到很大很大的操练。
Actually, Paul went through a lot of trials.
就算我们就像我们从小受洗，我们马上就被教会用吗？被神用吗？
If you think about it, after baptism, since we were young,
我们也是经过一段时间的成长。
Did the church use us right away?
接受正确的宗教教育的信仰。
We actually had to go through religious education.
然后在灵里面，在肉身里面要有很多的操练的体验。
And we had to have different experiences within our faith.
慢慢的成熟。
To gradually mature.
最后你才能为神为教会做什么的。
And then at the end you can do something for the church, for something for God.
如果没有这种修炼，
If you do not have this kind of training,
没有这种灵修，
or this kind of cultivation,
在服事上服事主的工作上也没有什么经验，
We have no experiences in serving God.
你怎么去担这个工作来服事主？
How can you carry on these works of God?
我们来看一下加拉太书的第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第二章
Galatians 2
请看第一节
Verse 1
加拉太书第二章的第一节
Galatians 2 verse 1
第一节过了十四年我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去并带着提多同去
14 years later I went up again to Jerusalem this time with Barnabas I took Titus along also
我们在这里看见这里谈到过了十四年，保罗同巴拿巴上耶路撒冷去。
Here it mentions that after 14 years, Paul went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas.
我们可能对于保罗从受洗一直到他后来被差派到国外去传福音的十几年的时间呢、啊，想做一个了解啊。
So we want to further understand after Paul was chosen till the time he was sent out to preach.
那这十几年的时间
And within these decade or so of years,
他受洗以后并没有马上出来做圣工哦。
After he was baptized, he did not come out to do works for God.
我们来看那个加拉太书一章的十七节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1, verse 17.
十七节说，他受洗完了以后，并没有上耶路撒冷去见那些主耶稣的门徒。
It says here he did not go up to Jerusalem.
他往亚拉伯这个地方去。
He went to Arabia.
这个是在耶路撒冷城附近的一个小地方，叫亚拉伯。
This was a location fairly close to Jerusalem.
千万不能解释成沙地阿拉伯啊，这个是非常错误的解法。
Do not interpret this as Saudi Arabia. This is wrong.
你在那个圣经地理地图里面呢、啊，你会看见在耶路撒冷旁边一个小地方叫亚拉伯。
Because on the maps in the Bible, you will see there's a very small place next to Jerusalem called Arabia. What was he doing there?
用心读旧约圣经。花了三年的时间。
He took 3 years to read the scriptures of the Old Testament.
十八节这里有讲啊。
In verse 18, it mentions.
那后来才说到耶路撒冷去见耶稣的门徒，跟他们同工十五天。
That later on he went to Jerusalem to meet up with the disciples of Jesus for 15 days.
那他读完神的话，做了这样的灵修出来之后，做什么呢？
After reading the words of God, after doing this cultivation, what did he do?
诶，这个也有一段时间哦。
There was also a period of time.
这个就是我们要探讨的过程呢。
And this is the period of time that we would like to discuss.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章十九节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 19.
第九章的十九节。
Chapter 9, verse 19.
我们直接看二十节。
Let's go on to 20.
那二十节记载说，扫罗跟大马色的门徒同住了一些日子。
Says that in chapter 20 that Saul spent time
with them. 然后二十节说，在各会堂里面，他宣传耶稣说他是神的儿子哦。
And in 20 that he began to preach that he that Jesus is the Son of God.
再看二十二节。
In 22.
但扫罗越发有能力哦。
That Saul grew in power.
波导住在大马色的犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
To prove that Jesus is the Christ.
那我们再来看那个二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
他从亚拉伯潜修灵修出来以后，他也是满怀着热诚心志来为主传福音，见证耶稣是基督、哦、
After coming out from Arabia, he had in his heart to serve God and to show that Jesus is
Christ. 结果二十三节记载，犹太人商议要杀这个扫罗。
Says in 23 that the Jews wanted to kill him.
这些人的计谋被扫罗知道了。
And Saul learned of their plan.
哇，他的学生们哦，在半夜。就从城门那里把他吊放下去，他夜间逃跑啊。
And his followers took him by the night and lowered him through a basket, and he escaped in the middle of the night.
那我们看到保罗在这一年呢、啊，他也是在宣讲主的福音，见证耶稣基督。
So we see that Paul was also preaching the words of God in this one year.
但是我们在这里看到二十五节说，他的门徒就在夜间。把他用筐子从城墙那里让他逃出去。
But we see also in 25 that his followers let him escape through a basket.
他出来开始为主工作，他自己也开班授徒哦。
After working for God, he was also being troubled, and there were.
在现在来讲，他也是一代宗师哦。
So if you can see it now, he's the master of the year.
他也有这个心智，要受洗之后的几年为主服事啊。
He had the heart to serve God after going through this
training. 所以有人针对这个部分呢、啊，就想想，哎，为什么他也要开班授徒呢
？So some people will say, why is it that he had to escape?
哎，至少有两个原因。
There are two points.
第一个，他是在那个有名的老师加马列门下，他自己也有授课。收门生的这种能力。
He actually had the ability to learn and also take students in.
加上自己受洗信主了，也要为自己开一个大的局面。
So after he believed in God, he wanted to open up his own way of teaching.
要在主面前拼出一番热心的这个工作。
He wanted to also have this work of zealousness before God.
那第二个原因呢
？Second point.
他要与主耶稣的门徒啊相抗衡啊。
He wanted to also see eye to eye with the disciples of God.
受洗以后，他很少跟主耶稣的门徒来往聚聚的。
So it was hard for him to really participate with the things that the disciples did.
你们是直接跟主耶稣学习的。
Because the disciples learned directly from Jesus.
那我也是从主耶稣这边得到启示的。
He also received teachings from God, from Jesus.
所以受洗刚受洗的人呢、啊，我们要在很多方面要教导。
So those who are newly baptized, we must teach them in many ways.
有一个热诚，但是道理不懂啊。
Sometimes they have this zeal, but they do not really understand God.
很想服事，但是道理不懂就会混乱，没有秩序啊。
They really have the heart to serve, but if they don't understand the gospel, sometimes there's confusion.
好事会变成坏事啊。
Sometimes a good thing becomes something bad. 结果
使徒保罗他的好景不长啊。
So.Paul's good.
他的理想，他的这个事业啊，很短呐、啊。
So his career, he had a full career in mind, but it was very short and it was shortened.
有这种心智，很热心，结果到后来必须逃亡哎。
He had the heart to become zealous, but then at the end he had to flee.
他所有的心血泡汤了。
All that he had wanted to do went down the drain.
犹太人要杀他、哎。
The Jews were after him and wanted to kill him.
有热心到后来逃跑啊。
He had this heart to do the work, but he had to leave.
这个时候他没有地方去。
At this time, he had nowhere to go.
只有想到要去哪里呢
？So he thought of where he should go.
我们来看九章的26节。
Let's read verse 26, chapter 9, 26.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，门徒们却怕他，不信他是门徒。
He wanted to join the disciples, but they were afraid of him, not believing that he was really a disciple.
你看看， 逃到耶路撒冷城，主耶稣的门徒不敢跟他来往。
He fled to Jerusalem, but the disciples did not want to be with him.
这个曾经破坏神的教会，逼迫基督徒下监牢的人。
This guy persecuted members, had put Christians in the prison.
在外面逃难。
And he's out there.
结果在耶路撒冷门徒不接受他。
Trying to hide, but the disciples would not want to accept him.
我们看到这个时候有一个人很不错的。
So here we see there's a person that was pretty good. Verse 27.
他叫做巴拿巴。
His name was Barnabas.
他原来的意思叫做劝慰者，就是很会安慰人的人。
The meaning of his name is that he was a comforter.
他就带他去见那些使徒们。
So he took him to the disciples.
就把他见证怎么蒙光照信主，后来又怎么样放胆讲述神的话。
So he told them about how Saul was taken by God and how he started to preach for God. 那
这个时候，扫罗在二十八节的时候，他就跟耶路撒冷的门徒住在一起，出入才真正跟他们生活在一起。
And in verse 28, this is the time when he started to stay with the disciples and to come in and out freely. And this is when he actually stayed and got to know them.
他在耶路撒冷这个时候，他也是奉主的名勇敢讲道。
In Jerusalem, he also preached in the name of Jesus.
那我们看三十节。
Verse 30.
结果教会知道那些想杀他的人也跟下来了。
The church learned of this and wanted to take him down.
所以就告诉这个扫罗啊，你还是要离开，不然教会很麻烦啊。
So they still ended up telling Saul, you have to leave because or else it's going to be a hard thing to do here.
他热心做没有错啊。
Although he had the heart to do the work.
但是他在那边做教会很不安全啊。
But being there, the church was unsafe.
反对的人要杀他的人也跟下来啊。
People who wanted to kill him followed him.
三十节最后一句话。
The last verse of 30.
一个一代宗师这么有热心的人，最后结局是什么？
What happened to this person who has so much zeal?
结局回到自己的故乡。
He had to go back to his hometown.
他的故乡就是大树。
Which is Tarsus.
以他的个性，他的作风，信了主真的想为主做什么很多很多的事。
Of his, the way that he was, he really wanted to do something for the Lord after believing.
他一回到故乡，他大树的这个家乡啊，一待就待了十年了。
When he went back to Tarsus, he stayed for another 10 years.
十年中间都没有记载，他是非常孤独。
There was no recording within these 10 years.
非常的寂寞。
He was very lonely.
就好像摩西，神要用他以前在旷野先训练四十年啊。
Just like Moses, before God used him, he was in the wilderness for decades.
这四十年，甚至保罗的这十年，没有再做任何事了。
And these 10 years that Paul was at
Tarsus, 过去的心智也是慢慢被磨了。
He didn't do much.
那是一种安静、默默无闻的日子。
He lived a quiet life.
其实也是一种很痛苦、很可怕的一种危险的经历。
Actually, it's also a very painful experience.
我们看到神在操练一个人。
We see when God wants to train somebody.
有时候会让他觉得很孤独。
Sometimes this person will feel lonely.
面对很多事情的感受。
Will feel a lot of other things.
非常的无力感。
Feel helpless.
在这种安静、孤独、寂寞的日子里面是很危险的，魔鬼容易进来。
And in this quiet and time of aloneness, it is very scary because the Satan will come in sometimes.
但是保罗在这十年中间
，But within these 10 years, Paul
神却造就他成为一个属灵的保罗
，became a person, a spiritual Paul,
而不是过去他的雄心万丈的那种作华带进来，外面的作华带进，带到他的工作里面。
He did not bring with him the kind of works that he did before.
神要磨他。
God wanted to toil him.
成为一个属灵的保罗，不是世界的保罗。
To become a spiritual Paul, not the Paul of the world.
我们做神的工，不是的外面那一套啊。
When we do the works of God, we don't bring in with us.
强调的是在神面前属灵的能力、真理、权柄啊。
The works of the world, we have to emphasize on the power of God.
神要行出他的作为来啊，不是你有什么或物质条件的，不是的。
to show the works of God, it is not what kind of capability you have that you brought with you.
而是照神的旨意来做工。
It is to do according to the will of God.
所以要成为一个真的属神的人的那种工人，神才同工的。
So God will only be with those who really belong to God.
所以这十年的这种熬炼是保罗第二次的谦卑了。
So these 10 years of suffering is the second time Paul humbled himself.
他从自我为主的生活，然后进步到属神合用的这种人呢、啊、
？He went from a all self-purpose kind of life to someone that was used by God.
说起来，神要用的人呢、啊、
？A person that was used by God.
是全心为主。
Person will do everything for God.
是真的身心生活行为归主的人呢、啊、
？The life will all belong to God.
不是那种自私自利的人了、
啊。Not someone who is selfish and self-righteous.
跟神还计较时间，还计较什么什么的那种就不适合。
Someone that will complain about the time or what they do for God.
我们来看一下这个腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
请看十八、十九节。
Let's read verses 18.
十八节，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。在这里讲啊，有很多人做事都是成为十架救恩的敌人哦。
Here says that some people, when they do things, they become the enemies of the cross.
就是不照着神的道理走。
Which is that they do not go on
the way of the Lord. 所有的追求就是以肚子、肚腹为主了。
All their pursuit is in their own stomach.
名义上说感谢主，我爱主。
On the outer appearance, they will say, praise God, I love God.
但是实际上他是为他的肚子生活，物质的世界来追求。
But actually, they're living for their own stomach and for their glory.
你在用你的肚子当作神呢？
You're using your stomach as God.
当时保罗就有看到这种现象，我们现在的时代更是如此。
Paul, at that time, we also saw this happening. So even so now,
自己在做违背十架救恩的道理的事，你还自己还不清楚。
You're not sure, and you're so confused.
这种不是主爱的人啊。
This is not someone God loves.
所以主的爱激励这个经验过程很重要。
So this process of being compelled by the love of God is important.
很宝贵的一种成长，属灵的成长。
It is a very precious growth in the spirit.
在《使徒行传》里面，他讲到有三种非常重要的这个认识。
In Acts, it mentions three types of understanding.
第一个就是圣灵的正统啊，从神来的圣灵的
这
种道理啊。
The first is the words from the Holy Spirit.
还有就是。道统就是有关真理的这种系统啊，要非常坚固的。
Second is you must know the truth and be firm.
再来讲到这个组织系统是要站在神里面，来成为教会合一的发展的这种系统。
You must able to be with one with the church.
所以这三种系统是缺一不可的。
So you cannot lack in any of these.
所以我们看到《使徒行传》有这么好的教会发展。
And that is why that the church was so developed.
也培养了这么多好的、真的神用的工人在里面。
And that is why there were so many workers that were developed.
所以这个是值得我们今天教会非常注意的一个现象。
So this is a very important thing that we must focus on in the church.
神才会合用而且同工。
And God will be with us and will work with us.
这个保罗他在从肉身的保罗进入到属灵的保罗被主用啊的这个过程里面呢、啊。
So throughout this process of Paul being used by God,
这是因为被主的爱激励而有一个很好的成长哦。
It is because he was compelled by the love of God. That's how he grew.
但是在这个过程里面有一个事情蛮有趣的啊。
But there is something interesting that happened in this
journey. 我们来看一下那个《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 9.
第九章的三十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 31.
那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立，凡是敬畏主蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多。我们在这里注意看啊。
So if we read here,
保罗很是热心，没有错。
It's true that Paul was very
zealous. 很有能力宣讲主的道，没有错。
He had the power to preach of the Lord.
但是教会也受到不平安逼迫哦。
But the church was also persecuted.
看那个三十一节。
Let's read 31.
他一离开耶路撒冷的教会哦。
After he left the church of Jerusalem.
结果犹太地区、加利利地区、撒玛利亚地区各处的教会就得到平安哦。
The church throughout Judea, Galilee and Samaria.
所以教会就被建立哦。
And the church was established.
而且更奇妙的是，这些所有教会的人数增加哦。
And miraculously, the numbers grew.
哇，所以我们在这里可以做一个思考啊。
So here we can ponder upon this.
初信主的保罗，他也不是审核用的那种工人。
Actually, this Paul, who was newly baptized, was not
只是有热诚热心
chosen to be used by God. He had the will to do the work.
但是不是神要的这种人呢？
But he was not the person that God wanted.
就算热心，对事情没有帮助，反而有一个阻碍啊。
So although you have the heart to do the work, but if you do not help with
the work. 所以我们在这里凡事要查验神的意思是什么。
It's futile. So we have to look at what.
所有的动作决定要回归到圣经神的道理里面。
That everything we do must go back to the Bible.
因为我们强调需要的就是神的同工。
Because what we should seek for is the guidance of the Lord.
哇，感谢主，扫罗，保罗就是保罗，他回到家乡。这个熬炼了十年之后
，So thank God after Paul left and went to his hometown for
10 years， 神认为可以了
，God saw that it was ready，
就开始要用他
，He started to use him。
当我们在教会里面还没有负担重要工作时候，你也不要急。
If you're in church and you have not taken on any important roles or tasks， do not feel anxious。
如果你有很好的想法，教会没有接受，你也不用。吵架闹翻天革命
If you have some good ideas but the church does not use them do not argue with the church
这个时候好好的灵修
At this time you should spiritually cultivate
看看哪里不够圣经要熟读、啊、各方面祷告属灵的这个体会要有一个很好的成长
You should familiarize yourself with the Bible you should grow in the spirit
你如果是真的是神要用的人啊你想躲也躲不掉。
Because if you are you truly the person God wants to use, even if you flee,
时候到了
you will not be able to hide.
你就会有机会来服侍主的。
Because when the time comes, you will have the opportunity to serve God.
问题是你准备好了吗
？Problem is, are you prepared?
你熬练好了吗
？Are you
你成熟了吗
？Are you mature?
那这个才是重点呢、啊。
This is the important thing.
真的时候到了。
When the time comes,
神就感动劝慰子巴拿巴。
Jesus moved Barnabas.
劝慰子会安慰人的
the comforter, Barnabas.
我们请看《使徒行传》的十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，巴拿巴就往大树去找扫罗。
25. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
二十六节。
26.
找到扫罗就带他到安提阿教会去。
And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch.
他们足足有一年的功夫和教会同龄。一起做圣工
And for a whole year, they worked with the church to do great
他也协助训练教导的工作
He also assisted with
跟巴拿巴同工在一起一年的时间
He stayed with Barnabas for 1 year
那个时候门徒们才被称作基督徒
That time, that's when the disciples were called
Christians 在外邦地区建立了第一个教会
And they established the first churchAmongst the Gentiles.
所以这个巴拿巴实在是一个很不错的人呢。
So this Barnabas was truly a wonderful person.
耶稣的门徒不信任保罗的时候，巴拿巴接纳。
When the disciples did not believe in Paul, Barnabas accepted him and testified for him.
当他逃难落魄，一个人孤独的时候，神感动他，最后又把他接出来同工。
When he fled and when he was lonely, God moved Barnabas to take him in.
后来才发生在十三章，他可以跟主的门徒一起来关心教会圣工发展。
And that is when it happens after chapter 13, when he is able to work with the other disciples of God.
所以他这一段历程的成长啊。
So throughout this length of growth.
我们可以看到，当主拣选他，一直到他成为主合用的人，也经过十几年的熬炼哦。
We can see that he went through toils of about a decade or so.
后来他真的明白，凡事借着主的爱激励造就。
And then he truly understood what it meant to be compelled by the love of God.
我们可以想想看我们自己。
We have to think about ourselves.
我们在这一条主的道路上面。
When we are on this journey of the Lord.
我们不是也有很多的感受恩典吗？
Don't we also feel a lot of movement?
我们是不是真的被主的爱激励，然后主动积极的来服侍主，关心教会和信仰得救的事？
That inspiration to work for God and to care for the church?
保罗他真的成长了。
Paul truly grew.
我们再来看第三个方向。
Let's look at the three.
要来看蒙主同工的保罗。
Let's look at the Paul that was with God.
这个记载在《使徒行传》十三章到二十八章里面。
In chapter 13, verse 28.
他忠心服侍主。
He worked for God.
而且照着主的旨意将福音传到了地极。
And he preached throughout the
引导更多的人来信主。
To bring many more to the Lord.
建立了许多的教会。
And he established many churches.
他也培育了许多的工人来做福音工作的传承啊。
He brought up many workers to help with the work.
他所有一生的写照。
All that he was depicted.
他最后在监狱里面写书信这样说。
When he was in prison, he lastly wrote.
我们来看这个提摩太后书四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
请看十六节、十七节。
Let's refer to verses 16, 17.
16节，我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟多离弃我。
At my defense, no one came to support, but everyone deserted me.
但愿这罪不归于他们。
But may it not be held against them.
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。
But the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength.
使福音被我尽多传明。
So that through me, the message made it fully proclaimed.As reference
following. 我们在十六节发现他的祷告跟斯提凡的祷告内容是一样的。
When we read this verse, we can see that the contents are similar to Stephen's prayer.
斯提凡祷告说不要将这罪归于他们。
Stephen said, may the sin not be held against them.
那保罗在最后在监狱里面的祷告也是这样讲哎。
At the end, when Paul prayed in prison, it was the same way.
这罪也不要归于那些人，他们不前来帮助我。
May this not be held against those people who deserted me.
反而阻挡我。迫害我，甚至审判我。
Those who came against me and persecuted me.
他一生的努力感受到，只有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，什么都能做。
At the end, he truly felt that only with the Lord by his side, he can do anything.
他服侍的精神跟那个斯提凡很像。
His attitude of service was similar to Stephen's.
哇，他有这样的体验，所以他到处蒙神同工。
He had this experience, and he was able to work for the Lord.
不管是在任何什么样的情况下
，regardless of the situation，
他对主的爱的激励是全然接受的。
He was compelled fully by the love of God.
被逼迫患难，关在监牢，快被人打死，起来还是在做主的工作。
He suffered and was persecuted, was almost killed by others.
他并没有退休，反而更加认真的在主面前服侍到底。
He got up and continued to work and did more for the Lord.
这就是一个主爱激励的一个工人呢。
This is a person that was compelled by God's love.
有关于主的爱激励，他的表现有什么样的现象呢？
And what kind of reactions would be shown with the compelled?
我们可以归纳几个方向。
We can look at it from a few aspects.
对主的圣工来讲。
With the work of God.
我们来看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章，我们来看这个二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
保罗说：“我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程。”
That.I consider my life worth nothing if only I finish the race and complete the task.
成就我从主耶稣所领受的职分。
And to finish the task that he has received from the Lord.
证明神的恩惠的福音。
To testify the gospel of God's grace.
对主的圣工，他把性命丢在一边。
With the work of God, he threw aside his life.
为了证明神的福音。
He wanted to testify the gospel of God.
他个人对主的这个感受呢？
And his own feeling with the Lord of God.
在哥林多后书五章九节里面。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9 it says.
他立志得主的喜悦。
That he made a determination to be pleased by God.
我们要对主的爱激励，你要对主立志的。
To be compelled, you must also make a determination.
你才能够在日常生活里面做很好的这个分辨和这个学习啊。
So that you're able to do.And distinguish what is right and do and learn what is right.
第三个对他的信仰人生来讲。
And the third point.
他有一个非常强烈的信仰观念。
He had a very strong belief in his, in his life.
我们来看一下罗马书的十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
十四章八节。
Chapter 14, verse 8.
八节，我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。他在这里非常坚定一个强烈的信仰观念。
He had a very, very firm concept.
不论是活着或死，总是耶稣基督的人。
Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
第四个，对服事的侍奉来讲。
And fourth, with in terms of service to the Lord.
我们来看一下腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
二十节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 20.
二十节，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。在服侍主侍奉方面，
In serving God,
他总是让耶稣基督显大。
He exalted Christ.
这种精神就好像施洗约翰也是一样。
This is the kind of attitude that John the Baptist had.
主必兴旺，我必衰微。
That God should prosper and I fall aside.
我们侍奉服侍主是荣耀主哎。
When we serve God, it is to glorify God.
让主显大。
It is to exalt Him.
我们算什么？
What are we?
我们是卑微。
We are just minute.
所以我们不要辜负了主的爱。
We should not cast away the love of
God. 从保罗他这个三个方面的成长。
So from these three points of Paul's growth,
我们就可以看到他真的是合神心意的人。
We can see that he is really someone who was pleased by God. So he said to the church of Philippians,
我凡事战战兢兢，做成得救的功夫。
That I often just stay aside and do what it is for salvation.
我们也一样。
And we should do the same.
也应该有这样的一个了解追求。
We should have this kind of understanding.
蒙光照以后的我们。
After we are shown by the light.
那出信主后的我们一直到怎么样被主用。
And from being newly baptized to the end of how we are used by God.
然后最后就是在凡事上怎么样蒙主同工。
And how we should work with the Lord.
在保罗的信仰过程里面，一生我们看到这么美好的见证。
So throughout Paul's life, we can see such a wonderful testimony.
盼望我们也能够效法他，如同他效法耶稣基督一样。
We hope that we can learn from him.And to learn from God and from Jesus Christ.
我们利用了一点时间。
So we used some of the time.
把整个过程讲清楚。
To go over the whole entire process.
目的是让我们也看到有这样的工人在圣经里面被记载。
The purpose is to see that there's a person recorded in the Bible that was used in this way.
如果我们愿意也被主的爱激励。
If we are willing to be compelled by God's love.
也可以朝这几个方向做努力的。
We can also work toward this direction.
所以，也感觉有点抱歉，占了一些时间。
I feel a regret taking in some extra time.
但愿主知道我们的用心。
But God knows our purpose.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you all.
我们一起来同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息一下。
Take a break.
并且准备心要来参加圣礼。
And prepare our hearts for the sacraments.
谢谢。